check out the book, and therefore it's like not available to other people who want to access it. But then when the pandemic hit, they want to have like unlimited checkouts. So it's kind of controversial. So anyway, coming up, we have news about Commodore. Commodore 64 Ultimate Computer is the company's first hardware release in over 30 years. Pre-orders start at $299. So yeah, we're going to read that later in the show. But anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com and place the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll have hour number two of the show featuring songs about death, and also the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Oh my God, RFD.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts. Talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal? Too much music you've never heard before? Too many economic lectures? Tell my friends and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
It didn't fly for 1 second. It's not my fault if you made a plane that can't fly.
I told you not to touch it!
Arthur Timothy Reed, come here.
Uh-oh. Middle name.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah, turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
I'm a businessman. I travel constantly and often, and I do not have time to take showers and clean myself. The only opportunity I have is when I'm in airport bathrooms. That's why I chose the Cinco urinal shower system from Cinco. Just use a bungee cord to clamp the shower head to the urinal. Now I get nude. Don't be shy. I hope no one enters this room. Okay, ready to go. Just flush. The fresh water is redirected to create a unique horizontal showering experience. Just enough time to get clean. Cinco urinal shower contains two kinds of body wash.
Hey, what is this? Turn it off, that water, man! Who you think clean all this mess up?
This is just a commercial. Chill out.
Commercial? F*** you, commercial, okay? Hey, put your clothes on, man. Other people will come here and see you nude. You like that? What kind of guy that you are?
Look, I'm a Hollywood actor. These are the cameras. See? We're on the set.
This is a public restroom. I already cleaned up. Who you think that clean all this stuff? I don't clean. I'm not clean. Okay? I don't clean. I'm not clean. Okay? I don't clean. I'm not clean. Okay? I don't clean. I'm not clean. Okay, you clean it up.
It's not a real bathroom.
Look at all the water around.
Anyone gonna help me?
Turn the stupid water off. Go ahead, clean it up.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years at Decca Records.
The Rolling Stones were spotted by manager and ex-Beatle PR man Andrew Luke Oldham, who got them a deal with Decca. Their first single in 1963 was a cover of Chuck Berry's Come On.
Come on, I wanna see you, baby, come on.
Although it went to number 21, a follow-up was hard to come by. The solution came when Lennon and McCartney donated a song to them. I Wanna Be Your Man, sending the Stones to number 12 and putting them on national television. With extremely long hair and attitude, Oldham presented them as the antithesis to the clean-cut, friendly Beatles. This created a perfect teenage storm, and they were loved and hated in equal measures. The Stones released their second single of 1965, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. While the lyric was a deconstruction of consumerism and desire that got it banned from American radio, it was the guitar riff that made history. Legend has it that the famous riff was the result of a blown amp which produced its buzzing distortion. This was a generation-defining moment and turned the band into megastars. The song went to number one on both sides of the Atlantic, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Tune in at 6 on a Wednesday night. Clay and Rachie bring the music light. On RFD, they're spinning the sound. Full albums play as we gather around. It's the world according to Clay and Rachie. Grooving tunes and chats that are snappy. Hit the IFC, bring your flair. The music's alive and we're all there.
And now, it's theme time on the next show. Yeah, this week we're doing songs about death and dying, because we all have to go sometime. Here's Blind Willie Johnson. Get things started.
Savages got married. Haven't been a minute apart. But to receive both in my hand, in religion and my heart, I can ring him up easy. Oh, well. Ring him up easy. Don't make a mess. Weeping, and he ain't long. Late to Friday evening, hanging on the cross. Hanging there in misery. Oh, 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 oh. Hanging there in misery. Don't make a mess.
right, so Kurt says that I'm disconnected from RFD. It's like, I reconnected, but RFD is playing a Club Impale or Overnight. So let me see if this actually works. Okay, yes, I hear Brad the Impaler. So we must not be reconnected. You hear it now in the background here. But anyway, you can pick us up on NJ Radio on the actual mount point. We'll continue. and Midi Dillo says, are you using WinApp plugin to parse the metadata? I'm seeing song titles in VLC. Yes. You should be seeing the champ tequila now. But anyways, just backtrack what I played here. You're Nazareth and Gone Dead Train from Expect No Mercy. Released in 1977. That's from the 30th anniversary edition. Before that, we were Black Sabbath and After All the Dead from Dehumanizer, released in 1992. Before that, we heard L7 and Pretend We're Dead from Bricks Are Heavy, also released in 1992. We heard Alice Cooper and I Love the Dead from Billion Dollar Babies, released in 1973. And we started things off with Blind Willie Johnson and Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed, a.k.a. In My Time of Dying. Originally released in 1928, that was from the compilation The Complete Blind Willie Johnson. I think he was blind. That's not a clever nickname. So let me see if it works. Oh, wow. It's playing WRCT, but it's on automation. Let me try this here. Open network stream. Gamebird. US 8000 NJ Radio. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Yeah, helps if you spell it right. No, I did spell it right. Okay, maybe I need to put AJ Radio MP3, maybe. That's weird. Try something else here. Oh. Maybe it should be HTTP. No, not working. Okay. Oh, yeah, this works. Yeah, he has Champs Tequila. So, yeah. You can give credit to this, where credit's due, to Ray Mahorny. He said, don't you stream titles? And it says, how to stream titles? How do I stream titles? So I found an ass-backwards way to stream titles. What I did is I got it to it took the log I was using a Sam's Party DJ, and it was generating a log, and it would take the last line from the log, and would like write a file with that title in it. And and Edcast would pick it up, and then it would work. Well, that worked, but then I stopped using Sam Party DJ, I started using Mix. So I had to use a different ass backwards way to stream titles to the Edcast, which is like basically I'm using a local using Mix to connect to Icecast, and that pretty much works. So anyway, we probably should do the New Music Express. We sort of fall too far behind. So cue the intro here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week, new music from... I'm supposed to do a Bruce Springsteen. So I'm going to do this. Import playlist. I almost forgot about this. Oh, no, that's not right. Import playlist. Back to 7-1. Yeah, here we go. I was going to do, like, new music from Bruce Springsteen. He just released a new compilation, Tracks 2, The Lost Albums. I'm going to play, like, two songs from this album. So, here's Bruce Springsteen. This is first we're going to hear One Beautiful Morning, and then we're going to hear Between Heaven and Earth. So anyway, without further ado, here's Bruce Springsteen. And One Beautiful Morning. New Music Express on the next show.
Hey! laying there staring at the ceiling. I've gotten so good at concealing from you all my troublesome emotions. I lost ship out on the ocean. I drift between heaven and earth, between heaven and earth. It's you, a little girl smile on your face, calling me through the window in your grave. I stumble back, half blind, just awake in the morning and in your arms. I slip between heaven and earth, between heaven. Holding on each other's wings, it's a beautiful thing. That's us. We're each for each other's heart, and slowly fall apart.
Then oh my God, open your gates.
Yes, that was the Sponge Tones and Help Me Janie, released as a single on Big Stir Records on Friday. Before that, we heard, Wet Leg and CPR from Moisturizer, also released on Friday. We heard, Bruce Springsteen and Between Heaven and Earth, and we started things with Bruce Springsteen again in One Beautiful Morning. Both of those were from Tracks 2 of the Lost Albums, a compilation of previously recorded songs released in late June. So, yeah. Oh, 3 minutes past the hour. Surprised you get to this article here. The Commodore 64's Ultimate Computer is the company's first hardware release in over 30 years. Pre-orders start at $299. The Commodore 64 Ultimate will be the first new hardware released under the auspices of the new management. The new home computer product is now available for pre-order starting from $299, but shipping won't happen until October at the earliest. For your cash, you'll get a device which resolutely isn't a software emulator. Yeah. Yeah, music bed ran out, so I'm going to play some. Oh. Yeah, the music bed ran out, and I don't have a replacement here. So I got to go back and get one here. There. For your cash, you will get a device which resolutely isn't a software emulator, but it's built around an AMD Arctic 7 FPGA, and is claimed to be compatible with 10,000 plus original games, cartridges, and peripherals. We had an inkling that some hardware like this would be announced soon, as Commodore Corporation recently has entire management structures commandeered by enthusiasts. Retro Recipes tech tuber Christian Perifractic Simpson is now at the helm. 2 weeks ago, Simpson stated that he's now the acting CEO of Commodore Corporation. Have been joined by several iconic Commodore names, one of which is Bill Hurd, the person who designed the Commodore 128. As I said, Bill Hurd, a high school dropout who somehow worked his way up to be a Commodore engineer and the designer of the Commodore 128, and who probably knows what a fuse is. Two weeks ago, Simpson said that he is now the acting CEO of Commodore Corporation, which had been joined by several iconic Commodore names, and teased a new hardware reveal. The Commodore Corporation's acquisition seems to be in the bag, but worryingly, funding doesn't seem to be complete yet for the low seven-figure deal to be finalized. Refocusing on the new hardware launch, we see that there are three new Commodore 64 Ultimate models to choose from, but they only really differ cosmetically. These machines are claimed to be the first new official C64 computers in over 30 years, but the hardware has been stasis, and the Ultimate model has quite a few modern tricks of its sleeve. So here we go. Commodore 64 Ultimate hardware specifications, memory 120 megabytes DDR2 RAM, 16 megabytes NOR flash, storage USB thumb drives, FAT32, XFAT file formats, D64, D71, D81, G64, T64, TAP, PRG, ROM, and more. ISO 9660 image support, integrated Ultimate 2 functionality with tape, emulator, DMA loader, video, 280p at 50 hertz, or 60 hertz, HDMI, okay, so that's kind of interesting, because, I actually bought I was at Goodwill, and I bought a Sony Bravia, because it costs like, $24, plus like half off, so I got it for $12. So I said, well, let me put this in one of the rooms and, hook up an antenna to it, and see if I can get anything. Well, I couldn't get anything over the air, but maybe I can hook up to an Amazon Fire Stick to and get content that way. So apparently, there's no USB port on the Sony Bravia, but there is an HDMI input port. So that's good, because apparently the Fire Stick only uses USB for charging, but it's used like HDMI to input to the TV. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, channel pound, Skyscanner. You can also join us at thenextshow.com. Place the over the 04 playlist and show archives. The archives will be available almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. Also, you can join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. You have survived, amazingly enough, hour number two of this week's the next show. We'll be back at hour number three, featuring Fun with Fish, and also the featured artist, Backyard Tire File. We'll have that right after this.
Radio!
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday nights, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Richie at 6 a.m. Central on the RFD Network.
Donald Trump is threatening to replace Jerome Powell or even appoint himself Fed chair, making it a fruitful moment to ask, should central banks be independent? More important, can they be independent? Or will a central bank inevitably serve their banking masters and the permanent bureaucracy, the deep state? Donald Trump has been burning up the mean tweets over Jerome Powell strangling interest rates. He's variously called Powell very dumb, very stupid, low IQ, numbskull, major loser, and Mr. Too Late. The issue is Powell keeping interest rates at some of the highest rates in 30 years, despite inflation running a measly 1% since Trump took office. This would be in contrast to 112 years of the Fed cutting rates whenever inflation drops below 2. A high rate, of course, strangles jobs, growth, consumer debt, and it keeps housing on the edge of catastrophe. Now, some economists are uneasy with the pressure campaign because study after study in monetary economics says central bank independence is a good thing, that keeping politicians and their voters away from central banks leads to lower inflation. Of course, it's important to note that most monetary economists are literally paid by the Fed, paid with money they stole from you. A 2017 University of Chicago survey found 60% receive federal or central bank funding. A 2020 study at NBER put it closer to 70%. Some economics journals are literally run by the Fed. So, yes, studies would say the Fed should be gone. But even if we ignore the corruption, the problem is we don't actually have an independent Fed. So in the Fed's 112 years, average rates under Republican presidents are much higher than Democrats, 4.9% versus 3.8%. So FDR got sweetheart 1.5% rates, Reagan got 10.2%. It's even worse adjusting for inflation, 0.7% real rates for Dems, which is almost free money, 3.1% for Republicans. For Democrat presidents, per with Nurse Ratchet for the recent deep printers gone wild, it's actually worse. Negative 0.1% real rates under Democrats, that's literally free money, and fully 2 points higher for Republicans. The one time the Fed violates all this is when it's time to bail out Wall Street, so 2008, 2001, or 1987. So what's next, brought to you by I Trust Capital? Central bank independence hands our entire economy to an unelected cartel of bankers who, in reality, deliver inflation, recession, and bailouts. Moreover, true central bank independence is impossible because a central bank will always serve the bankers and the permanent government bureaucracy who keeps them alive. To illustrate, former Fed Chair Janet Yellen was paid over $7.2 million in Wall Street speaking fees after her term. Other Fed chairs have headed cushy government-funded NGOs, gotten prestigious IMF jobs, or been rewarded with ambassadorships. The Fed, like all central banks, is a key hub of the deep state. So-called independence is nothing more than a smokescreen to give that cabal total control. Read the rest with charts and all the gory details at prophecydownage.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service. Now that Perry Fractic is the acting CEO of Commodore, is he going to channel Jack Tramiel? Are we going to have like a Perry Fractic attack? Just thinking out loud. And now it's time for some fun with Fish on the next show.
Thank you.
Fish Photo Center